You're with Raf Epstein on ABC Radio Melbourne and Victoria.
And this week's Changing Track is for Greg. Saturday afternoons in the 1970s and 80s are etched in my memory with my dad and I at matches for the Melbourne Demons. Whether it was against the Bombers at Windy Hill, the Magpies at Victoria Park, or a home game at the MCG, we would always seem to park miles from the ground. Taking our scarves and beanies, we would join the slew of supporters teeming towards that ground. Was it just my imagination, or were all of those winter days always cold, wet and windy? It could be that the all-too-frequent losses inflicted on the Demons during this period impacted my recollections of the weather. Everything was gloomy. Sometimes we'd stop on the way to the ground and have a counter lunch at a local pub, or my father would meet up with friends and have a beer before the game. Looking back, this appears to be a form of steeling ourselves for the game, perhaps comfort food prior to what lay ahead. At away games, we took up position in a section of the outer, an unforgiving wasteland provided to non-members or opposition supporters, a bitumen slope so people could stand and watch, huddled together, looking over the heads of those in front of them. The reserves game was off and on, a warm-up before the main game. These always seemed more brutal than the main game, perhaps because there were fewer supporters at these times, so we could hear the grunts and groans of the players. When the main game started, there was always a degree of pure hope and expectation accompanying the first bounce. Yes, today it was going to be different. The Demons were going to perform well and win the game. Surely it was their turn. Would our back line hold up? Would our big forwards be able to take screamers and snag the goals we needed? Sometimes this hope would linger until halftime. We'd collect our thoughts, nourished with the compulsory pie and sauce. I would sink my teeth into the crusty, steaming meat pie, while the sauce somehow made its way down my clothes and onto my shoes. Sauce stains are a rite of passage, a badge of honour for kids at the footy. I had my favourite players. There was a personal relationship between me and those players. I'd watch them play, and also when they were just resting. I was spellbound. Robbie Flower was one, a slightly built winger with silky skills, a humble servant of the game, both elegant and composed. As the game wore on, we turned our attention to barracking for our favourite player, convincing ourselves that if this player beat his opponent, then somehow this was enough, a win. This form of barracking would sometimes irritate opposition supporters. Somehow they wanted to deny us the right to interpret the game in a way that made us feel good. They wanted us to be crushed by the reality of yet another defeat. And this sometimes led to colourful disagreements, often fuelled by too many beers. On the off chance the D's won, the club song would be played over and over again like a scratch record as we belted out the words with enormous pride. This was heaven, a time to savour and digest every moment of the game. Win, lose or draw, Dad would always buy us a half dozen sugar-coated jam donuts at one of the silver caravans parked outside the ground. Inevitably, we'd burn our tongues on the hot jam as it spurted into our mouths after the first bite. Over the years, after my father was no longer able to go to the football and eventually passed away, I continued to go, reliving these precious moments, even though it may have meant witnessing yet another defeat of the mighty Demons. It was loyalty and passion 101, and it's been passed down from him to me. Today, now 57 years since its last grand final, the club is enjoying more success. So I hear the club song more, and it takes me back to those days with my dad, when both of us believed that its turn would come. And I can still feel us singing the song together.
This week's Changing Track is for Greg.